2016 Verizon Vikings training camp continues here from Mankato, Minnesota. We've interviewed a lot of special guests during our time here at training camp, but not a Hall of Famer yet. Now we have one. It's Marshall Faulk of NFL Network. And I'm going to start out, Marshall. We were teasing one of your compadres at the network. He came here wearing a, I believe it was a red NFL Network shirt. I said, we got to get you a purple one. My man Marshall's got a purple one on.
Hey, man, I try to be team appropriate. You know, I went to the Saints. I wore a gold shirt. I was with the Rams. I wore a blue shirt. I just try to be team appropriate.
That's good, man. You get in here and everyone's friendly with you right off the bat. I know you were talking to our COO, Kevin Warren. You guys spent some time together in St. Louis, had some good years.
Yeah, we did. And he was talking about the groundbreaking of the practice facility, the state-of-the-art new stadium that you guys have, and just how great the owners are and what they're trying to do to create a culture around here. Because we all understand in this business, it starts at the top. And when you have great leadership, then the building's great. Coaches are great, and that trickles down to the players in the locker room.
So what are you seeing here at Vikings training camp when you come here to watch this team?
A competitive team. It's unfortunate. I was telling Kevin, I said, Kevin, you guys are going to cut some good players that are going to go and play for other teams because you have competition, and that means you've drafted well, you signed some good free agents, and you have guys that you're building a good team the right way.
Yeah, hope so. Hope you're right about that. I saw you were talking to Jerick McKinnon on the sideline, and shifty back, can catch, can run, can do all sorts of things, helping out on special teams. What? Don't share any state secrets, but what were you telling him?
I just talking about the game, how far it's come, but how things stay the same, and just a little insight. He's a smart kid, man. He's a smart kid. He came over and asked me some questions, and I had the answers to those questions. Our game. It's very similar in how we played the game. And I was just telling him that I watch him. I look for guys like him. I try to identify with certain guys in the game. And I try to put my arm around them and teach them the things that was taught to me on how to be successful in this game.
No, Adrian Peterson came into the league in 2007 as a rookie. I mean, we're in 2016, but he's still going strong. Here he is, the dog days of summer at training camp. What can he do at training camp? What's the purpose of this for him when he is getting the ball so much in the regular season? What's the purpose of training camp for a vet like that who's going to carry the ball so much?
You know, just a little insight, in talking to Adrian, and I'm going to interview him later, but his thing is when I asked him, I said, what do you work on? He said, man, I'm just trying to get better looks. I got a couple of new linemen, and we got Sullivan back. I just want to make sure that I know my guys because they don't get a lot of repetition like we used to get with the 9-on-7 and learning your offensive line. And compared to last year, he said, I want to start fast. Last year, I didn't start fast. I want to start fast, and that's going to help our offense out. Defense spoke for itself last year, so you get a guy his age with the miles on him that he has, but he still looks young and fresh, and he wants to get better too, and that's what you want. You want your leaders to come out and work hard trying to get better.
You having fun doing your thing for NFL Network?
Oh, man, I love what I do. You know, it's a shame that I get to call it a job. And, you know, if you watch our show on Sunday's Game Day Morning or you catch us on Thursday Night Football, that's what we do. And we're entertaining. We let people know why their teams are good or why their teams suck. And we just try to give you some insight into the game.
All right, man, thanks for joining us. Have a good rest of your tour, okay?
Cool.